what is CITR's reputation, being that it's been around for so long?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, it's very active in the community because it's run by community members and UBC students, obviously. Whether you're into radio as a hobby or whether you want to get some real-world experience, it's a great place to go. It's like a very open and creative environment. Everybody that's, you know, working here seems really jazzed about what they're doing at the station. Just lots of really like good, like challenging music and spoken word content. It's a great station.
CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia, on unceded Coast Salish, Musqueam territory. Learn how to get involved at citr.ca.
Fading out in the background there, that's Buffy St. Marie, Lil Wheel Spin and Spin off of her album that just came out in November 2017. That was Medicine Songs. And with that, may I welcome you to yet another edition of Intersections here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory at the beautiful, sunny today, University of British Columbia campus. My name is Mel Woods, this year's Gender Empowerment Collective Coordinator, and I, along with a group of fabulous volunteers, produce this radio program for you every week, focusing on intersectional feminist current affairs, news, issues, whatever it may be. And yeah, every week from 2 p.m. till 3 p.m. here on CITR and online at citr.ca. And we have a great show planned for you today, folks. It is going to be, I guess, part two, the runner-up, the follow-up, if you will, to last week's Women's March special. If you tuned in last week, we had our mini-doc produced after the March on Vancouver Women's March event. Featured a whole bunch of speeches and commentary from participants there. And if you did miss it, You can go online to CITR.ca, check out our program page, and listen to the full podcast there. But this week, you're going to get some of the back cuts, the speeches that didn't make it into last week's episode. We're going to play them for you today, along with a few just great tracks to kind of keep your mood up and keep you inspired to go and change the world and all of that. That's how I think about it, at least. And so we're going to be full of that, and then I'll come back on and chat with you right at the end of the hour, just about the world and things like that, because that's what we do around here in Radio Land. And yeah, it should be good. But first up, we're going to listen to one of those speeches that I mentioned. This was actually outside of the traditional welcomes at the March on Vancouver March. This was one of the first speeches that we heard. It's from Annie Ohana, who is a teacher and instructor and empowerment person, all-around great person, from down in Surrey, as well as some of her students came and gave a really good message at the march. So we're going to listen to that one right here on Intersections. Enjoy, guys.
Our first speaker is Annie Ohana. Annie Ohana is the 2016-2017 recipient of the Prime Minister's Award for Teaching Excellence. She is an inspiring trailblazer, social justice educator, curriculum specialist, community organizer, and Aboriginal teacher advocate at LA Matheson Secondary in Surrey. Annie creates a magical place where students can truly engage with their studies, and she consistently encourages them to soar confidently in their own sky. And fun fact, Ohana means family in Hawaiian. Please welcome Annie Ohana.
I'm loving this energy. Hi, everybody. As you said, my name's Annie Ohana, and I first want to acknowledge that, yes, I'm here from LA Matheson Secondary in Surrey, but that Surrey does reside on the unceded territories and nations of the Kwantlen, Catesy, and Semiamu peoples. So that is very important for us to acknowledge. I'm actually here representing not just myself or teachers. I'm here representing my students and youth. So you're going to see in a couple seconds my students from my school, part of our service club program, our Mustang Justice program. I'm known as the SJ coach. And I have a message for you. I'm not here to teach you, but I'm here with a message. I'm here to enlist you. I'm here to sign you up. What I tell my students is you're here for service to justice. You're here to fight for justice. You're not here to just sit and not care and say, I'm not old enough, I'm not good enough. People are telling me I can't. Those words should not be in any of our vocabulary. So, you're here today, but I'm gonna not call you out, but really ask you, are you serving for justice? Are you fighting for justice? Those around you, are they fighting for justice? And let's make something very clear. At the root of all this is education. When you give us your kids, we need to be doing a good job. We need to be teaching them in an intersectional manner that represents all of their cultures. So after you finish walking today, you need to be walking into your schools, to your trustees, to your government, and you need to make sure that your experience is in the textbooks, that your experience is being taught by teachers, that teachers are bringing in every voice so that our students feel represented, our students know that they belong, and also that they can be warriors in the change for what is right and what is good and what is just. We should want no less from our education system. So my students are here. They know what their job is. They are not young. They're not too young. They are old enough. They know what they're talking about, and they have embodied knowledge that I always try to respect. We don't have that in our society yet. So after you're done marching, you got to keep going, and you cannot settle. Do not settle for anything less than being the full human that you are. And let's show the youth that we are there for them, and they will be there for us. So at this point, I'd like to invite my students to the front, just like we practiced. And I guess I'm turning things over to Jody.
Please welcome these students from LA Matheson Secondary in Surrey. You ready, ladies? Your actions today becomes my tomorrow. Your actions today becomes my tomorrow.
Your actions today becomes my tomorrow.
No pressure. This piece is dedicated to anyone who identifies with the phrase, me too. If I am. How do seeds sprout from asphalt? If I am that rose that grew from concrete, able to survive without Earth's nutrients while being placed in between slabs of stone and a city's sidewalk. No sun, no water. I grew and I blossomed past my foundation of hot coal, tar, and concrete mix, surviving off the wear and tear of the shoes of passers-by. If I am, in fact, that rose that grew from concrete, physically impossible, incompatible with the law of nature, then doesn't that make me? Doesn't that make you? Doesn't that make us one heck of a miracle? We are all Ohana.
We are all Ohana.
We are all Ohana.
We are all Ohana.
Thank you, Annie, and thank you to LA Matheson Secondary. Give them a round of applause. Our next speaker is Wazi Kapenda. Wazi has been involved with the Home Instruction for Parents, a preschool youngsters program known as HIPPIE, since 1999. As Multicultural Programs Director at Mothers Matter Center, Wazi is responsible for developing and managing partnerships with organizations that provide services to newcomers and refugees and low-income families. Let's welcome Wazi.
Welcome, everyone. I hope you're keeping warm. As Mariah said, I wish there was tea for everyone. So I am very honored to be here, and I'm very humbled to follow such great speakers before me. So first of all, I would like to acknowledge the land we live in, the unceded territory of the Coast Salish people. I am from a very tiny country called Swaziland, and immigrated to Canada about 22 years ago. And I was raised by a feminist father. Who believed that women's rights are human rights? So we were raised with love, kindness, compassion, and respect. And wherever I go, I always hope that I am putting that out there to everyone, that you are respected. I have compassion, and I am kind enough to have a relationship with you and be your support. Now, as Jody mentioned, I work for an organization called Mothers Matter Center. And it's an organization where we support low-income women with children between ages 3 and 5. And we actually employ mothers to be home visitors that visit the parents in the home, teach them how to teach their children, and prepare them for school. I have to say that working with a diverse group of women from over 80 countries around the world has really taught me many, many lessons. And one of them really is that as women and mothers, we all want the same thing, the best for our children and the best for each other. Now, since arriving in this country, I've done many, many hours of volunteer work, which I hope all of us here are doing in our corner of the world. And it has made me realize just how socially isolated we all are, and that we need to be doing more than just talking about it, but really taking action to move women out of isolation, where they become very vulnerable to all kinds of issues. Now, so being here today, I wanted all of us to take a pledge to do more in our community, give more in our community. Talk to that mother that you know needs support. Do something about it. Visit with her and find something that you want to do and you are happy about in your community. Now, I think just to finish up, all of us have to be vigilant about the issues in our community. We need to watch against racism, supremacy, sexism, classism, homophobia, xenophobia, Islamophobia, sexual harassment, and human trafficking, which is happening right in our midst. And also really to make sure, sorry, I'm just going to open my page here. My hands are so cold. So let us not forget that in our neighborhood, there are still women whose voices are silenced. And we need to do more. And I love those signs. They say, silent no more. We need to do more to support those women to come out of that situation. So, and then to quote Rhiannon, who is one of my best friends that spoke here earlier, is that people must see that they are being complicit in a system that privileges whiteness and criminalizes blackness and indigenous people. So, just to finalize, is that let's all get out there and make a change. Yes, we can!
Grass to my knees, give them hope and new joints, bend and lean on me when you feel that strange dream. Fill my breath with cold night air through my lungs, limping on two legs again. Don't you think that I've been given up? Don't you think that I've been given up? Change, I'll take the blame. I'll take.
Hold on to your hats because the big one is coming to you live at Hastings Brewing Company and on CITR 101.9 FM. It's the 34th annual Shindig Finale Spectacular! This Friday, February 2nd, see Passe Rock Post Punk and Indigenous Lauryn Hill Realness side by side in the band battle of the year! With Ford Decor, Mama Wiggle, and Sorry Edith. Come out at 8:30 p.m. for this historic battle of the bands!
LGBTQ2I Night is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.
I won't tell if you won't tell. I'm sure I'm not the only one to give love to another one. We gotta keep it down low. Low. And if we
And fading out in the background there, that was Misha and the Spanx, great Calgary garage band with a brand new one. That was Atmosphere. Before that, we heard from Vivek Shreya. That was I Take All the Blame, which is off of an album I play a lot on this program and my other program, the Tegan and Sarah the Con covers, because it's just so good. And then before that, we heard a couple speeches from the 2018 March on Vancouver Women's March event, and that is what today's show on Intersections is all about. We're playing a few of the speeches we didn't get a chance to play last week on our Women's March On coverage. So we're going to go back and get them all covered for you. So it's like you were, if you listened to today's episode paired with last week's episode, you basically were there, except for the marching and the cheering and the rain. But you're there in spirit. So we're going to keep those speeches rolling as we continue throughout the episode. Next up, this one that we're going to hear is from Dala Tamelba. So enjoy that one. And I remember as I was recording this speech out in the rain, I think this is the one when it started to rain. So you may hear a little rustling as the umbrellas all pop out, but the crowd did not thin out too much. It was a lot of, it was a really interesting group of people who stood in the rain for 2 hours listening to these really inspiring messages. So hopefully all of you, wherever you are, in your cars, in your homes, walking down the street, aren't enjoying them as well. So yeah, this is Dalla Tamelba. This show is Intersections. This station is CITR. And enjoy it.
Our next speaker is Dalla Tamelba. Dalla obtained her bachelor's degree in humanities from the University of the Philippines. She immigrated to Canada in 1994. She is a regulated immigration consultant with more than 20 years of legal advocacy work experience around anti-oppression. Please welcome Dalla.
Wow, that was beautiful, Nora. One more time for Nora. Still feeling it. I'm going to make this short. Naimbangal daw yung apo. Magandang umaga sa inyo lahat. Good morning. I would like to acknowledge the Coast Salish people for whose land we are on. I encourage everyone here today to work in solidarity with the Indigenous peoples here and around the world. In Canada, there are approximately 155,000 temporary foreign workers, many of them women. Under the caregiver program, foreign caregivers are issued a temporary work permit that is tied to one employer. Having a pool of women from other countries who are willing to work in undesirable conditions frees the Canadian government from the task of coming up with an affordable childcare system. It liberates upper and middle class women from domestic work, while another group, imported as cheap and skilled labor, takes its place. Low-skilled workers entering Canada do so on a temporary basis, and they too are tied to one employer. They come to work in hotels, factories, fast food outlets, farms, and other low-paying temporary jobs so that Canadian businesses can maximize their profits. They are made to work overtime, not properly paid, and put up with sexual harassment, too afraid to complain because the last worker to complain was let go. Even though legal temporary work permits may be used to enter the country, exploitation still occurs. Immigration requirements and the point system limit women's legal entry into Canada and increase the likelihood that women consequently may be subjected to trafficking. Canada continues to use migrant labor to fulfill its child care and labor needs, yet refuses to sign the United Nations International Convention on the Protection of the Rights of All Migrant Workers and Members of Their Families. This international convention was adopted by the General Assembly in December 1990. It's a long time ago. Canada also refuses to ratify the Convention on Domestic Workers, formerly known as the Convention Concerning Decent Work for Domestic Workers. For months now, women have been coming forward to share their stories of sexual assaults, abuse, harassment, and misconduct at the hands of powerful figures. But how do you say me too? How do you say ako rin? How do you say shakmet? Or even write a Facebook post with a hashtag when your temporary status is tied to your employer? When leaving your employer makes you homeless. When leaving your employer also means not having money to send money to your children back home. Women with precarious employment status and precarious employment know firsthand that a hashtag cannot address the root causes of sexual violence, like income inequality, inhumane immigration policies, housing instability. A hashtag will not prevent their deportation. They clean our homes, hotel rooms, they serve our food, they package our goods and pick our crops. They take care of the most vulnerable in our society, our children, our elders, and people with disabilities. We need to start talking about passing immigration laws that keep families together. We need to talk about creating pathways to citizenship. All three levels of the government need to be involved in the discussion and not point fingers at each other. Federal government, because it is an immigration program. Provincial government, because it is an employment standards matter. And municipal government, because the exploitation and abuse is happening in our cities. For all this time that we have been organizing as caregivers, temporary foreign workers, and allies, we have always asked for three things. Just three things. One, landed status now. Yeah! Two, landed status now. Yeah! And three, maraming salamat po. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Wazi. Our next speaker is Sharon Gregson. Sharon Gregson works with the Coalition of Child Care Advocates of BC, traveling throughout the province, presenting the $10 a day child care plan as the solution to BC's child care chaos. Sharon is passionate about the rights of women to access affordable child care services. Welcome, Sharon.
Guess what? Child care is a feminist issue. Every woman in this audience has their own child care story. We know that fees are too high. Got an extra $1,000 or $2,000 a month to spend on childcare? Want to be on a waiting list when you're pregnant and maybe get a space by the time your child enters kindergarten? Want to be an early childhood educator and earn poverty wages? Want to have a child with special needs and not get care or work shift work and not have care? Or want indigenous, culturally appropriate care and not have access to it? No! The stereotypes, the status quo, child care has got to change. And it's going to change in February. I want to bring to your attention the $10 a day child care plan. It is a women-led, women-designed solution to the child care chaos. Turn your attention to the $10 a day childcare banner and go to the website Support $10 a Day. In February, John Horgan and the Finance Minister are finally going to be announcing the first steps to implement the $10 a day plan. We're going to bring affordability to families, better wages for early childhood educators, more childcare spaces, licensed quality childcare spaces. We need your support to make sure we hold politicians accountable to deliver on their campaign promises. 10 a day will happen. We'll start with the implementation in February. 10aday.ca, because childcare is the ramp up to women's equality, and we will not have equality, we will not have equity for women until we have a quality, affordable childcare system. Thank you. Sonia Andhi is the founder of the Shakti Awards and Shakti Society. For the past 25 years, she has worked with immigrant and refugee women to address issues like violence in relationships, bullying, and sexual harassment. Please welcome Sonia.
My dear sisters, meri pyari behno, इस वक्त हम जिस वक्त में हैं, इस वक्त हम जिस मकाम से गुजर रहे हैं, वो बहुत ही संजीदा है। इस वक्त औरतों पर जो अत्याचार हो रहे हैं वो उनके घरों में, घर से बाहर, सड़क पर, काम पर, दुनिया भर में औरतों पर जो अत्याचार हो रहे हैं उनके खिलाफ अब वक्त आ गया है कि हम एकजुट होकर, इकट्ठा होकर, अपनी आवाज के साथ साथ कदम भी उठाएं। अब वक्त आ गया है कि हम अपने अपने घरों में बैठकर ये नहीं कह सकते कि भाई कम से कम मैं तो महफूज हूं। अब वक्त आ गया है कि हम अपने घरों से बाहर निकलकर पूरी दुनिया को महफूज बनाएं। अब वक्त आ गया है कि हम इकट्ठा होकर, एकजुट होकर, अपनी शक्ति को इस्तेमाल करके इस दुनिया में बदलाव लाएं। Marianne Williamson has said, "Our deepest fear is not that we're inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure." And it is time that we step up and own that power and create this change that needs to happen. It's been far too long that we have been giving away that power. It's been far too long that we've been watching from the margins as our sisters get abused, raped, and murdered. It's been far too long that we have been standing helplessly. And it's been far too long that we've been having conversation after conversation about the change that needs to happen. Women have been rallying for their rights for over a century, and these are very troubling times. These are times when the powerful elite have tightened their shackles around the world. These are times when power and profit are the only languages that are being spoken. And we have to start looking at women's rights as human rights. We have to start looking at where women are being abused. Women are being trafficked more than ever before. Minorities are being persecuted around the world. And workers are being violated around the world. Power and profit are the only languages that are being spoken. So that when billion-dollar companies are caught price-fixing or violating workers' rights, we have to remember that the ultimate victims are women and children. We have to stand together. We have to start talking about poverty, homelessness, the housing crisis, minimum wages, and women's rights in the same breath. And it is time that we stop having just conversations and take the next step. We are going to have to step inside the margins and create massive tsunamis of change. So my question to you is, are you going to take the next step and be that change? Let's work together and be that change. And I thank you very much for being here. Namaste. God bless you.
So you're a member of CITR and Discorder, but are you a true friend?
Get a Friends of CITR and Discorder card for $20 with discounts on Commercial Drive at
Audiopile, High Life Records, Mintage, People's Co-op Bookstore, Stormcrow Tavern, The Rio Theater, JQ Clothing Limited, and Bone Rattle Music Limited.
CITR Radio would like to remind you...
Just trying to get a full picture of what happened. How far does this big world go?
And then the beautiful dry cat moves just walk up right in front of us and stood there and looked at me.
I still love you, but why are you so mean to me? I have no relative, nobody. I have got only you.
CITR and Discorder have produced some pretty fab radio docs, and you can too. We're hosting How to Make a Radio Documentary with Gordon Caddick and Sam Fenn of Cited Podcast on Tuesday, January 30th from 6 to 8 p.m. in room 2505 in the AMS Nest. Come out and learn about the process of radio documentary making straight from the producers of the Cited Podcast. The workshop will cover finding your story, how to get good tape, transcribing, editing, writing, and so much more.
Skip stones on the water. We build castles in the sand. December talks for hours. Michael fingers hold your hand. The waves roll in and they roll.
Executive producer and host of Black Voices Vancouver, Judy Lewinson uses her voice in the entertainment industry to not only entertain but to also tell our stories and give voice to the issues often left in the shadows of collective conversation.
Good morning. How y'all doing? More like it. Who's ready to march? Yes, 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 yes. So I have like pages and pages and pages, so we should be out of here in about half an hour. Joking. Just joking. But thank you all so much for coming out this morning. It's hard to believe. It's been a year, and we're still here. You guys look amazing. You look amazing. My name is Judy Lewinson. Some of you may know me as Judy Lou. As I heard someone call out here earlier, they know me as Sketch. I used to MC and, you know, DJ around the city, you know, little stuff. I work in the entertainment industry in Hollywood, as well as right here in Vancouver, also known as Hollywood North. I'm a writer, a director, a producer, and a little bit of an entertainer. I love what I do, but I haven't always loved every day that I've had to do it. While there have been hard days and nights, today I stand before you a survivor, encouraged by what is on the horizon. Time's up. Truth has finally been given space to rise. And today we should all be encouraged because truth is on the rise. A year ago, many of us gathered on this very site and pledged to do better for one another, by one another, and for ourselves. To do so meant truly seeing one another, working together, speaking up, and speaking out. No matter who it was against, or how they might try to attack us or take us down, in 2017, we were bold, we were fearless, and we told the truth. Time's up. Truth is on the rise. For myself and members of my cultural community, speaking up in Vancouver meant screaming at the top of our lungs that the Black community is not a monolith. We are not just one thing, one voice, or one idea. Amen. Some of us are still screaming, but truth is on the rise. Speaking up means demanding that we be seen and heard in all aspects of our diverse community. Our history in British Columbia dates back to the 1800s. It is a rich and incredible history that has been and continues to be instrumental, not only in the fabric of this great city, but throughout our entire beautiful province. From early law enforcement initiatives, government positions, education, athletics, to community leadership, and the naming of a reputable college, Black people have been and continue to be here. Efforts to erase us from this conversation have not succeeded because truth is on the rise. When you speak of the Black community here, know that you are referring to persons who represent cultures from over 50 African nations. You are referring to persons who represent cultures from over 25 Caribbean nations. You are referring to persons who have moved here from the United States of America, from Central America, from South America, Europe, and beyond. Each of us and every cultural group experience within the Black community alone is experience. Some of us have been here for generations. The Black community here is literally the definition of multiculturalism. Erasing our truth is an act of racism. Not actively engaging with our community is no longer an option. Our existence and our truth cannot just be erased. Time's up on that, folks, because truth is on the rise. In 2018, the Black community will be calling out any person or group that fails to acknowledge the over 20 cultural groups, associations, service providers, and community leaders that have been doing the work, some for generations, in this city and province. Truth is on the rise. Can you hear me? When I say that, can you say it with me? Truth is on the rise. In 2017, myself and others in the Black community survived multiple attacks by those who may, you know, better served erasing our truth. I stand before you here on the shoulders of my community leaders and supported by my peers and survivors of these attacks. I thank each and every one of you. all of you from various community groups and cultural backgrounds who saw me and members of my community as more than a hot topic headline. You sought out truth, formed friendships and alliances that proved we are better together in this city. That may have made some folks mad, y'all. But in the end, we all win. Because what? Truth is on the rise. We almost done, because I'm ready to march. Who's ready to march with me? I stand here before you, a survivor, encouraged and inspired. Truth is on the rise, not only because of our cultural relations, but also the work, also the relationships we have formed in the workplace. Because of the courage of a few to speak their truth, what once was commonplace or a dirty little secret is no more, y'all. To harassment, assault, intimidation, wage inequities, misogyny, and smear campaigns, we say time's up. Time is up. Because what? Truth is on the rise. I can't hear you. What? Truth is on the rise. One more time for the people in the back. Truth is on the rise. That's right. This morning, I and Black Voices Vancouver stand with all of you because there is so much more work to do, and we can only do this work together. In February, this meetup initiative that I came up with last year called hashtag Better Together. It's only got a hashtag because that's what everyone does. It's just Better Together. I created this effort so that we could bring together various cultural groups, service providers, community leaders, so that we can engage with each other, not just on social media, but in real life, so we can share drinks, break bread with one another, and really see what we're all about, you know? So in February, we're going to be having another meetup. Happens to be the day before one Michelle Obama's coming. I hope to see you all there. I'll be posting the details on the Black Voices Vancouver Facebook page. This rain is coming down, so let's get this thing moving here. For the record, I am a black woman, and I love this city. And I'm committed to getting things better. And so while I recently learned there are some folks who are still trying to denounce my Better Together initiative, they're not going to succeed. Why is that? Hell yeah. Time's up on that. Now is the time for us to move forward together. Many of us gathered here today are survivors. Ours is a heartbreaking tapestry of sexual harassment in the workplace or social media intimidation, smear campaigns, inexcusable acts, transgressions, and outright lies. We've seen the headlines, and some of us have even shared our stories. To those, I say thank you for your bravery. Thank you for creating space for all of us so that truth can be what? On the rise. Whether you are a Kevin Spacey, a Harvey Weinstein, a Cicely Balblain, a Catherine Mateo, harassment, lies, imitation tactics are inappropriate and will no longer be accepted. No longer will victims live in the shadows. We are taking our rightful place in the sun or the rain and letting the world know that we are survivors of your lies, survivors of your attacks and your attempts to destroy. We may be bruised, but guess what, y'all? We are not broken. Your time is up. Friends, when stories come out, we must listen to those speaking out and condemn those who engage in manipulative, harassing, or toxic behavior. We have to tell them that their time is up. Silently standing by means that we're okay with what's happening. But time's up on Dirty Little Secrets. Time is up on all of it. If you see something, and if you're told something, do something. Because truth is on the rise. Look around you. Right now, take a look around you, please. And look at the people that you know, look at the people that you don't know. And in a loud, clear voice, I want you to repeat after me. I see you.
I see you.
I am here for you.
I'm here If I see something,
I will say something.
And if you tell me something,
I will do something.
Because truth is on the rise. That's right, Shorty. From the littlest one in the audience to the eldest person here, truth is on the rise. Today is just the beginning. I call you friends, and I mean that dearly. And I hope to see as many of you as possible at our next Better Together meetup. The work we do now will not be an easy road. But guess what, folks? We're going to walk that road together. On behalf of myself, the many voices of my community, on behalf of Black Voices Vancouver, on behalf of the survivors in my industry, and our incredible support systems who have come alongside to give space for our truth and put their boots on the ground to activate actual change, thank you for having me here today. Before I go, one more time, let me hear it. Truth is on the rise. Stay blessed, y'all.
And another just amazing speech from the March on Women's March Vancouver event a couple weekends back. The show you're tuned into right now is Intersections here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory here at UBC. And we are the program of the Gender Empowerment Collective here at CITR. And a big group of our volunteers and members headed on out to the march and got a lot of those recordings that you heard today. And if you want the full march, if you're craving more speeches, go check out our show page on CITR.ca for last week's episode, which had even more, includes some speeches from Black Lives Matter, from some local Indigenous activists, and so much more. But with that, we are coming to the end of the program today. My name's been Mel Woods. I'm this year's Gender Empowerment Collective Coordinator. Myself and the collective will be back next week with a whole new hour of fun, new content for all of you. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be fun. It's going to be great. And as we go on, next up is Into the Woods. My voice isn't going anywhere. I'll be right back with a little bit of music for you. But transitioning over to the next show, let's listen to a little bit of Helen Reddy. Let's let her play us out as we finish up our coverage of this year's Women's March. This is I Am Woman. Have a great week, folks. We will see you next week, 2 p.m., Tuesday afternoon.
I am woman. Hear me roar in numbers too big to ignore. And I know too much to go back. Cause I've heard it all before, and I've been down there on the floor. No one's ever gonna keep me down again. Whoa, yes, I am wise, but it's wisdom for the pain. Yes, I paid the price, but look how much I gained.
Listen, radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.